WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can seriously level up your life. Letting go of regret and guilt. Ever feel like those old baggage claims are just weighing you down? You know that feeling when you replay a past mistake over and over in your head, or when you keep beating yourself up for something you did, or didn't do. Trust me, I get it. We all have moments where we wish we could hit the rewind button, but here's the deal. Dwelling on the past doesn't change anything. It just keeps us stuck in a loop of negativity. This episode is about breaking free from that cycle and stepping into a place of peace and acceptance. Now, I want to be crystal clear. Letting go of regret and guilt isn't about ignoring your mistakes or pretending they didn't happen. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and then choosing to move forward with intention and grace. Think of it like this. Our past experiences are lessons, not chains. We can choose to be bound by them, or we can use them as stepping stones to a brighter future. So, how do we actually let go? Here are five powerful moves that can make all the difference. 1. Practice self-compassion. Imagine you're talking to your best friend who's struggling with the same feelings of regret and guilt. Would you be harsh and critical? Or would you offer words of kindness and understanding? Treat yourself with the same compassion you'd extend to a loved one. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. 2. Focus on what you can control. We can't change the past, but we can absolutely influence our present and future. Instead of dwelling on what's gone, channel your energy into taking action towards your goals. Even small steps forward can make a huge difference in how you feel. 3. Reframe your perspective. Try looking at your past experiences through a different lens. Maybe that seemingly negative event actually led you to something incredible. Perhaps it taught you valuable lessons that shaped you into the person you are today. 4. Embrace forgiveness. This one is huge. Holding on to anger and resentment, even towards yourself, only keeps you stuck in pain. Forgive yourself for your mistakes, and forgive others who have wronged you. It's not about condoning their actions, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of negativity. 5. Live in the present moment. One of the most powerful ways to let go of regret and guilt is to fully engage with the present moment. Be mindful of your surroundings, savor the little things, and appreciate the beauty of each day. When you're truly present, there's less space for those nagging thoughts from the past to creep in. Okay, here's a real-world example. I remember feeling absolutely crushed after messing up a big presentation at work a few years back. I replayed every mistake over and over in my head, berating myself for weeks. But then, I realized that dwelling on it wasn't helping anyone, least of all me. So, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my missteps, learned from them, and moved forward. I even turned the experience into a learning opportunity by sharing my story with others who were facing similar challenges. And you know what? That moment of vulnerability actually helped me connect with people on a deeper level. It showed them that it's okay to make mistakes, and that we all have moments of imperfection. Sometimes, our biggest failures can lead to our greatest triumphs. So, remember this. Letting go of regret and guilt is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by consistently practicing self-compassion, focusing on what you can control, reframing your perspective, embracing forgiveness, and living in the present moment, you can gradually release those heavy feelings and step into a life filled with peace, joy, and freedom. Take action today. Identify one area where you're holding onto regret or guilt. Write it down, acknowledge it, and then commit to taking a small step forward. Maybe it's apologizing to someone you hurt, practicing self-forgiveness, or simply choosing to focus on the positive aspects of your life. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these words. And until next time, keep striving for that calm and collected mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.